Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a lot to get to today. But I want to just open with a question that I get from both men and women in terms of shaving. In terms of shaving your face, in terms of shaving your legs, shaving your underarms, shaving the genital area. And being that it's April 19th, it's in April, right? We're in April right now. Being that we're coming out of winter, many people are making the decision if they should start shaving their legs again. Okay, you know, here it is, all right? Is shaving good or bad for you? Should you shave your genital area before sex? Should you, if you get upper lip hair, should you shave that? Should you shave your armpits? So hair, first and foremost, okay, hair is protective. The reason why we have hair is it's supposed to be protecting areas of our body. It also is supposed to be transmitting certain odors to alert other individuals if you are in heat or fertile, etc. And, you know, for many cultures and, you know, for many centuries, you left the hair alone. You grew out the beard, you grew out. But, you know, for those of us in America, we start to question, you know, how necessary is certain amounts of hair on certain body parts? And we have now gotten into the habit of removing a lot of that. I mean, personally, I love having shaved legs. I feel if for some reason I miss, you know, I have like a little, I don't know, putting green or something on my leg, or I feel like I miss something, I'm covering it up with duct tape until I could go. I like having shaved legs. I like the way they feel. And so, you know, for my partner, I do it. But there's a few questions here. One is, should you shave? Two is, should you do it for your partner or should you do it for yourself? You know, me, I'm at the point now where I've been married how many years? Yeah, you start to like not try as much. And I like to. I think for him, always shave the underarms, always shave the legs. But the interesting thing that I did is I did some laser hair removal. And so I don't have to shave that much. And so it's nice. And so it's almost like year round, I'm ready to go, except for parts of the legs that I have to make sure I always do. In terms of pelvic area for men and women, that's a little tricky. You use clippers or you use something and then you nick yourself, you could be at risk for an STI. We don't want open skin. You know, some people will get razor burn. Let's say they do a wax or they'll use a razor and they'll get razor burn either on their face, in the genital area, on their chest, back, whatever they're shaving. Well, then you could get folliculitis, which is inflammation of the hair follicles, and you could get little pimples and things like that. You could actually spread bacteria. And so it's really controversial whether doing it for your spouse is actually a healthy, beneficial thing or not. You know, I think it's very nice to do. You know, I mean, some of us prefer less hair, so we would prefer that being done with our partners. But I've seen, you know, people so meticulous and so obsessive about how something is in a certain body part that they actually end up hurting it. So a lot of you are dealing with underarm heat rashes. You'll call in to telemedicine, and this is the time of year where people are starting to sweat more. They're using more deodorant, and so they have a burn under their arm. if you shave, you can actually accelerate that burn. I've seen more women than men have those underarm burns. Now, that could be also moisture is trapping yeast. It could just be you're reacting to your deodorant. The deodorant and the chemicals in the deodorant is reacting with your heat, reacting with the moisture. I prescribe something called Mycolog 2, which is like a nystatin, triamcinolone, antifungal, steroid cream that works really, really nice in those areas. Many of, I'm having men call in with jock itch. Jock itch is where you have a fungus infection, a tinea infection, or candida in the genital area, in the creases that cause burn, and it's uncomfortable. So again, I use that cream for that. It's a super cream. It has both the steroid and the antifungal. I call it Mycolog 2. There's also Lotrizone. You can't be using it chronically because you could get a reactive dermatitis, a steroid dermatitis, or cause resistance. But, you know, some of you are worsening it by your excessive shaving, thinking the shaving will improve it, but it could actually make it worse because now you've decreased your skin's defenses. So the answer to should you shave for your partner really depends on what your partner likes. Now, I know partners are going to be like, oh boy, you know, she's got upper lip hair growing in. How do I bring that up? Honestly, if you don't bring it up, nobody will, and you need to. And if you're really with a partner that is that sensitive where you can't bring anything like that up, that's not the strongest bond. So talk to your partner and say, look, do you like this? What do you like? What do you prefer? And if the partner's like, I want you to remove all of that, honey. Sorry, just I like bald eagle. Well, then, you know, but if it's something where you don't always have to, you know, religiously shave something, shave your chest, shave your back, shave your face, shave, you know, women will start to get whiskers. I don't know why that happens. I've had a couple upper lip waxes. I don't seem to have to do that anymore, but I did because I freaked out. And what I didn't like about the upper lip wax is it burned, it hurt, and then you started getting bumps. Well, I don't want any more focus on my mustache area than I need to. So I stopped that whole thing. I don't do that. For the eyebrows, I do prefer to have two eyebrows. And so, you know, but luckily, the older I get, the less hair I make. So I'm okay. But for those of you that are very, very hairy, talk to your partner about it. But understand that hair is protective. So the more you do, the more you could unfortunately expose yourself to illnesses. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So making headlines is this poll released looking at younger adults, so Gen Z and young millennials, and looking at what their preferences are in terms of politics and how they feel about Biden, how they feel about Trump, the Israel-Gaza conflict. And it's kind of fascinating. Now, this doesn't, I think, represent all young individuals. This is a Harvard youth poll looking at 2010 Americans between 18 years old and 29 years old nationwide. This was conducted March 14th to the 21st, so about a month ago. And it's interesting to see what these 2,000 individuals, which Harvard is saying represents is a good sample size of the country. But, I mean, I hope not. I mean, the ones I know don't seem to be sharing the same opinions as this poll. But let's take a look at it. So some of the takeaways is, according to the Harvard Kennedy School Institute of Politics, among young Americans under 30, President Biden leads former President Trump by 8 percentage points. Among likely voters, this lead expands to 19 points. Biden is appealing to younger people more than Trump. Now, why do you think that is? Is he really appealing to them? Is Biden really the type of guy that these young people dig? Does he really seem to represent and align with and relate with the youth? They said among young men, he leads Trump by 6 points, by young women, 33 points. Biden's lead among 18 to 24-year-olds is 14 points. 25 to 29-year-old, 26 points. Now, among college students, it's 23 points. 47 points among college graduates. So is it the student loan forgiveness? Is it that there's such an anti-Trump sentiment in schools and colleges that kids are saying, okay, fine by me? I really wonder if there's a little bit of a copycat sort of thinking going, where people don't feel like they could say. Now, I mean, I don't know if this was a poll done in front of where you're standing there with your friends. I don't know if everybody was filling out the poll together, if they thought they were being heard. But you, when you see these polls, such as Biden was leading Trump resoundingly, Clinton was leading Trump resoundingly, and then you find that, no, that's not actually how people were voting. You start to wonder what exactly is going on. And is anybody rectifying that type of study to ensure that there's not these limitations in the study, such as, look, these, you know, you're asking them while they're on college campus. They feel like everything's being watched. They might play it safe. I can't tell you how many Californians I know say they have to pretend that they like Biden so they don't lose their job. I mean, that stuff is real. So they also say that the young people support a permanent ceasefire in the Israeli-Hamas war, 5-1. So do they understand what that is? Now, first of all, a ceasefire is temporary. That's kind of what, so a permanent ceasefire, I don't know if that actually is the proper verbiage for that, but that's what they were given. And then do these young individuals understand why the Israeli-Hamas war started? At the Nova Festival, young people who were dancing and enjoying life and promoting peace get taken, abducted, burned alive, shot, raped and shot, fractured pelvises. Do the young people understand that? They, you know, now some said they don't know. When asked, when Americans were asked whether or not they believe Israel's response, Israel, but Israel's response to the October 7th attack by Hamas was justified, some said they don't know. 21% said it was justified. 32% said it wasn't justified. Now, do they know what's going on? They want a permanent ceasefire. Do they understand what that would mean in terms of terrorism? Do they understand what that would mean where Palestinians are under Hamas control? And Palestinians need to be freed from that and have a democratic... Now, do the young Americans understand, who are now 20 to 25% a part of the LGBTQ AI plus community, that in Israel you have complete freedom of being LGBTQ AI plus 2S, but in Gaza, no. You could go to jail or worse. So what I look at with this poll is, I don't think they understand the situation. And I'm not saying I don't want to see any more conflict. I would love to see the war end, Hamas go away, Palestine be ruled by a demo, you know, have a non-terrorist fascist organization provide their political infrastructure. But it's a mess right now, especially with Iran funding it. And so, you know, they also say most young Americans believe there is a crisis at the southern border, but they believe immigrants improve America's culture. Well, from the beginning, America has been about immigration. That's who we are. Whether we emigrated from or immigrated from, it's emigrate and immigrate. They emigrate to, they immigrate from. Okay, got to remember my English here. They're all either British immigrants or, the natives are the Native Americans. But America has been, you know, most of us are descendants of an immigrant. I mean, I'm a first generation immigrant from my father, but some people are eighth generation immigrants. That's, you know, so when you ask an American, do immigrants improve our culture? Of course the answer is yes. That's what America is about. Now, if you reworded the question and said, hey, you know, are some of these immigrants cartel members? Are some of these immigrants wolves in sheep's clothing? Wolves in sheep's clothing. Do we have innocent people coming over with illegal and criminal elements hiding and trying to sneak in as well? That, I think, would have a different answer. Now, when they were asked, immigrants increase crime in my community, 45% disagreed, 21% agreed. In my neck of the woods, I don't know if actually the refugees and the families coming over are committing the crimes. Do I think there is a huge underground criminal element that might be fueled by cartel and outside sources? Yes, but we might not be seeing it yet. But the innocent immigrants, no, I don't think they're increasing our crime. Have we had increased crime from individuals that came over criminally and, you know, such as Lake and Walker and the other individuals who have been raped and killed? And yes, but again, how are they wording the question such that they're like, oh, no, immigrants don't increase crime in my community? Well, yeah, we're not talking about the good people. So other takeaways, only 9% of young Americans say the country is headed in the right direction. Now, that's interesting. 58% of young Americans believe that the country is, quote, off on the wrong track. 9% say things are in the right direction. So that's interesting. So where are they, you know, what are they looking at? Well, they're looking at abortion. They call it reproductive rights. They're looking at student debt relief. They look at Ukraine, the economy, gun violence, inflation, and the Israel-Hamas war. And so these are issues that apparently these kids are looking at. But of course, student debt relief. I told you we could solve that by going to the colleges, having them paid off. But I want you to look at this poll and see what, you know, like, you know, what it is that's making them tick. Because I think we're missing a little bit of education. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA News Update. The Iranian Security Council reportedly meeting after an Israeli airstrike early Friday morning. U.S. officials confirmed Israel launched an attack and explosions were heard in the Iranian city of Isfahan near facilities linked to that country's nuclear program. Airstrikes were also reported on Iranian targets in Iraq and Syria. Go against Google and get fired, USA's John Schaefer.
Google is firing 28 employees following protests over labor conditions and the company's contract to supply cloud computing and AI services to the Israeli government and military. CNBC reports the decision comes on the heels of the arrest of 9 Google employees for trespassing after staging a sit-in at company offices in New York and California. In a memo to staff regarding the terminations, Google stated, "Behavior such as this is unacceptable in our workplace and will not be tolerated."
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. When I was little, I loved watching Sesame Street. Grover, remember, was like a superhero, and he would have a cape. I think his name was Super Grover. And he would really kind of stink at being a superhero, and I thought it was really funny, but I thought Grover was really, really funny. And Cookie Monster. Cookie Monster, Grover, and Ernie were my favorite. Bert, you know, was all kind of, you know, Well, sphincter-tight Bert. But Ernie was always cool. Cookie Monster, super cool. Grover, wasn't really big into Snuffleupagus. Oscar the Grouch, he scared me a little bit. I'm like, oh no, he's going to get all grumpy. And luckily, I don't think I picked up on any political stuff. Apparently, I'm hearing it was political this whole time. And maybe they are starting to get more political or woke. I don't know. But as a kid, I have good memories of Sesame Street. I think it was absolutely phenomenal to have these characters and these puppets and Jim Henson and all the great work he did, Frank Oz. You know, grateful as a kid to have those good memories. Well, apparently the Sesame Street writers are going on strike. Sesame Street. Now, I didn't really know that there was, you kind of forget that there's actually scripts involved, because you think, well, Ernie's going to say whatever he wants to say and Cookie Monster's going to eat cookies. But apparently there is a lot of thought process going into the writing. And the writers employed by the Sesame Street producer Sesame Workshop have voted unanimously to support a strike authorization vote. This segment is being sponsored by the letter S, which is tough for me with a lisp. So Sesame Street producer Sesame Workshop is supporting a strike. There, I got that. All right. From the Writers Guild of America, as the April 19th expiration of the current contract approaches, 35 writers represented by the union have been in negotiations with the production company behind Sesame Street and other children's programs since February. If the sides cannot reach a deal by today, they are going to start to picket on Sesame Street. Now, Sesame Street's main workshop headquarters is in Manhattan. I don't really know where Sesame Street actually is. I've looked for Sesame Street. I remember when I was a kid, I asked my parents, I wanted to go to New York. And they're like, why? You know, you want to see the Statue of Liberty? But no, I want to see Sesame Street. Like, my kid's dumb. That's why it doesn't matter what grades I got. I really was the stupidest of the kids in my family. I seriously thought there was a Sesame Street that I could go to. Yeah, even my younger brother's looking at me like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I'm like, I want to go to Sesame Street. So we'll see what happens with that. But, you know, I'm sure it would be cool to see the actual puppets strike. I'd like to see that. But 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a Michigan school district is defending what they've done in an elementary school, or the elementary school district, by teaching young kids the phase tree for pronouns. Shavey Road Elementary School in DeWitt, Michigan, sent out a letter on April 11th informing parents of the school's plans to help students and explore pronouns. They are going to use the book They, She, He, Me, Free to Be. And it was written by Maya Gonzalez. It includes cartoon pictures of men and women using interchangeable pronouns. And the letter also states parents are able to opt their children out of the curriculum. And can I say this is something I've always said that we should have? Inform the parents of the curriculum and then allow them to opt in or opt out. But have a conversation with the parents first. The parents need to understand, because if their kid walks up to grandpa and calls him a tree and grandpa has a short fuse and is like, what the hell are you calling me? What? Yeah, parents need to understand what that is, because the average grandpa does not know that we might be using the term tree as in nest, apple, trunk, leaves for gender specification. So the book teaches kids to embrace non-binary gender terminology, including Z and tree. The book says on the inside, you may not feel like a he or she at all. Maybe, this is the sentence, maybe they feels most free, or you may feel like both she and he. I think this would confuse a child. Now, what this whole platform or narrative needs is to pick one and stick with it and be consistent. If you are telling a young child that they might not feel like a he or she, when at the same time the narrative is There is no he or she. Girls aren't pink skirt wearing Barbie doll toting beans, and boys aren't truck driving jean overall play in the mud beans, then you don't necessarily have to go through this he she thing. I mean, they're almost trying to make it that if you feel like you're a he or she, you're wrong. You are odd man out. That's almost what's happening now with females, you know, women's sports. If you identify as a woman and a she, and you are a biological she, and you are solid with those pronouns, you might be biased because you can't always feel like a she. And she is an outdated term. You see how confusing all that is? What are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to be? People need an identity. Now, we used to identify as Baptist, as Catholic, as Jewish. That's not happening anymore now that people are, you know, of mixed religion and, you know, deciding to embrace multiple religions in their family. Well, what about, well, you identify as white, identify as black. Well, there's mixed race. So what other identifiers are we using? Well, we got the innies and the outies. We got, you know, vaginas. We got penises. So since we can't say I identify as somebody with a vagina or as somebody with a penis, we will identify as he or she. They're not allowing that either. And when you have a child and how a child's mind works and how you teach a child is if something is complex, all right, allow an opportunity to simplify it and then allow them to grow on those simplified blocks until they could put concepts together, such as like the ABCs. You know, if a child will learn how to speak before they learn how to read. But sometimes learning how to read is a little bit too complex, so we break it down into the letters and we teach them their alphabet. Same thing with math. We teach them the numbers. So when you have a child that has different body parts than their brother, right? And the brother pees differently than the girl does. And the brother goes with daddy to the men's room, and the girl goes with mommy to the girl's room. You need to give that child a reason as to why. And we've been using the terms girl and boy. But when you tell a child, you might not feel like a girl or boy. I mean, me, I wanted to be a boy as a little girl because I didn't want to be with my mom. I wanted to be with the dudes. I liked the dudes, and I liked my dad a lot as a kid. So I was like, okay, and you know what? Peeing standing up really seemed practical. And when I found out I couldn't pee standing up and I was going to be a woman, and then my big sister's like, and you're going to have a period and you're going to have boobies that'll slow you down when you run. I was like, are you kidding me? But you, when you confuse these children, though, I mean, I'm glad I'm a woman now. I'm very grateful. But I think this is really confusing the kids, and we need to really understand in education what they need to learn and how they need to identify. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on X, previously Twitter, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So we've been hearing now for years that health care needs to be a quote-unquote right, that it is a right, our rights that we have fought for, to be able to have health care. And it's an interesting phrase, because as a doctor, I'm like, a little bit more specifics, please. Because, you know, I'm seeing some of the healthcare people are getting. It's crap. Obamacare did not necessarily increase healthcare. It might have given people a piece of paper card. But when their doctor closed down and left because nobody was paying on their high deductibles, or when that health insurance said it came with a $10,000 deductible, did that really mean they were getting healthcare? So, you know, the questions that we need to address are, should you, as an American, have a right to a hospital bed? Should there be a hospital bed with your name on it? Okay. Should there be doctors, nurses that'll, at the drop of a hat, be there for you? An ambulance that's there for you? Should it just be limited to American citizens? What about those on visas? What about those illegally that crossed? And so when these polls, such as this Harvard poll that went to 2010 individuals under the age of 30, asked about this, I don't know if they really went into the specifics. It's a very easy statement. When you say, oh yeah, should everybody have access to healthcare? I mean, as a doctor, I'd love everybody to have access to healthcare. Okay, but now let's be a little bit more practical and realistic about it, because it's not happening. If you want something to happen, we need to understand what needs to be done to make it happen. So the question that these young adults were given was basic health insurance. Now, it's not saying health care. They're saying, how much do you agree or disagree with the following statement? Basic health insurance is a right for all people. And if someone has no means of paying for the said insurance, the government should provide it. Well, back in 2020, 64% said they agree it's a right. Now 60%. So it went down a little bit. But the majority of youth say basic health insurance is a right for all people. So is that a question leading towards socialized medicine? Is that a question leading towards Medicare for all? Medicaid for all? Medicaid is state run, Medicare, federal run. You know, we've had so many people who have said everybody should have access to health care. And in a way, how we've been doing that is, if you're sick, you're ill, you can call 911 and 911 will send an ambulance to you. You or a first responder. If you are sick or ill and you go to an ER, you could go into that ER and get seen. So right now, people don't want to necessarily call that healthcare for all, because it's not the best system. To me, healthcare for all is everybody gets a medical provider, such as a family medicine provider who is going to follow you for years, take care of your family, or an internal medicine provider or a pediatrician, and that person is going to be your go-to. That person will always allow you to have visits to come in. It will only cost a reasonable amount, and that medical provider is going nowhere until they retire, and then somebody new is going to take their place. But you have that sort of consistency, longevity, and that go-to person. That's not what's happening now. Right now, it's, I don't want to buy insurance because I don't have to yet, because they're going to cover pre-existing conditions. So I'm going to save the money on that. And maybe I'll use telemedicine, or maybe I'll stop by an urgent care, or I'll just treat myself, or I'll go down to Mexico and buy some medication. That's not the way healthcare should be. Now, when somebody says, well, then, Dr. Dahlia, why don't we just have Medicare take over? You're serious? Medicare? Do you know the problems we're having with Medicare? Number one is we don't have enough funding for it. Number two is things chronically get cut. With Medicare right now, it doesn't cover prescriptions. You have to get extra insurance to cover the prescriptions. or you need to get a Medigap or an Advantage plan. When you say Medicare for all, Medicare doesn't cover medications. It's not covering hearing aids. Nursing home. There's a lot Medicare isn't covering. And so we need to get our definition straight. If you want health care, then you want health care when you're born, when you're pregnant, when you have kids, when you have parents that are aging, when you need to go into a nursing home. Do we have that? Is that attainable? Well, that costs money. Are we overflowing in money? Or are we at a deficit? Well, no, we're going to kind of start cutting student loan payments and saving on that. And honestly, go to the colleges to get the money for the student loan payments. It shouldn't be coming out of the taxpayers. Let all the colleges pay back the student loans. If you really want to do student loan debt relief, they're the ones that got the money. Have them give some of the money back or all the money back. Why should we do it? But we're not bringing in the money we need to. And we are taking in individuals who didn't for years put money into the system. So back in the Ellis Island days, when you got here, you had to either have money, have a sponsor, have a job, and not be sick. If you're sick, who's going to take care of you? You could make other people sick. It wasn't the best system. We didn't have the hospital infrastructure that we do now. But, you know, we are taking in individuals who need dialysis. That's pretty expensive. We have hospitals along the border overrun. Denver Health was working at a deficit and needed money infused. So we have hospitals that are struggling. We have people not paying their bills. And we also have a very spoiled population who really wants to live. I don't blame them. If, God forbid, I get cancer, yeah, give me the best cancer medications. Knock that sucker out. It's going to cost. Now, in the olden days, you would have to save. And you would have to divide. Look, okay, we're not going to be spending money on this and this and this because we need to have our emergency fund for medicine. We need to have, but we're not doing that. People are spending more money on their iPhone and their tech and their streaming services. And when you ask, do you have money put away for medicine? Nope. It's funny. I've asked, patients will say, oh, don't send me to the ER or urgent care. I don't have money. And they're having something that they obviously need to be cared for. Meanwhile, you see in their house, huge big screen TV. You see they're on the newest iPhone. Have you been putting any money away for an emergency for your deductible or your... No. Because they think they don't have to pay. It's going to get written off. So, you know, when these polls are like, is health insurance a right? Is health care a right? That's a really nice statement. And I personally think that we do need to, as a society, take care of anybody who's sick because it makes other people sick. We need to take care of our homeless individuals, get them off the street. This is something society is supposed to do. But can we be realistic and practical about it? I mean, our politicians are making bucks. Should we be, rather than spending millions upon millions of dollars for advertising for politicians, maybe that money should be going to free clinics, putting clinics throughout the country so somebody could walk in and get care. That's free health care. That is your health care being a right. Somebody coming in, being able to have access to a medical clinic, get care, not walking around with a card that they can't use that only covers some medical issues. So I vote for let's get these clinics out. And I've told you guys how we could do them realistically. But see, 1-877, Dr. Sally.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.